Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The city of Cambridge is upending some top-down decision-making as it puts together its budget for the next fiscal year. It's inviting residents to vote directly on a range of projects worth $600,000. The process is called participatory budgeting. It was first developed in Brazil about 25 years ago, and since then it's spread around the globe. In Cambridge, the voting opens today. And joining us to talk about the effort is the city's budget director, Gina Franconi. Gina, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much, Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, explain this process to us. How does this work?
Certainly. So in the month of August, we ask the community to submit their ideas for what they think would be great projects for our capital budget. So the capital budget means infrastructure. So these expenditures have to be one-time expenses, and they have to include something physical. So it can't be a service or a grant to a nonprofit organization. And so in the month of August, they submitted over 540 ideas. And then in the months September through November, we had a bunch of volunteers, we call them budget delegates, go through these ideas and figure out if they were feasible, if they met what they thought were the city's needs. And they took those 540 ideas and brought them down to 23 ideas, which will be on today's ballot.
What are some of the more interesting projects among those 23 on the ballot?
Oh, there are. I have to say, these volunteers did an amazing job, and all of the ideas were incredible. But they put together some ideas like an iPad kiosk at the main library where you can check out iPads. There is a water bottle refill station, well, I should say stations throughout the community. Another interesting idea is a prepared food rescue freezer van so that the city and its partners can go out and gather food so that we can feed more individuals who suffer from hunger. There's a peace garden for those who have lost their lives due to violence, free Wi-Fi and sofa benches in a few of the parks, a little free library. And so what we're asking residents to do today is vote for their favorite six projects on the ballot. So there'll be 23 projects, but they can pick up to six.
And ultimately, Cambridge will build or create six of these projects?
They won't build or create six. They could. However, it has to do with the $600,000. So however many projects we can fund up to $600,000. So we'll take the top vote getter and fund that one. And we'll just go down the list until we run out of money.
Why are you doing this?
It first came to us, Councillor Chung. He met with a mayor in Portugal and had the idea. And he asked Cambridge if we could look into doing this. So we did our research and we found that it looked fascinating and that we could try and pull it off. And I have to say, this is our second cycle, and it has just been an incredible process. And getting out into the community has been wonderful. We are out there in the community, and one of the great things about this process is that we are inviting anybody who is 12 years old or older to vote in the process. So we really also want to hear from the youth in the community as well. We are getting those who are on the younger side, and also this process. You only have to be a Cambridge resident. You do not require U.S. citizenship. So we also want to hear from those constituents in the community who usually don't get their voice heard through the usual elections.
Well, Gina, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon. Thank you for the opportunity.
That's Cambridge Budget Director Gina Franconi. This is 90.9 WBUR.